Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Welcome into another edition of Road Trip, and I'm your host, Allie Clifton, and on this episode, we send it out to the duo in Sacramento, Doug and De'Aaron, who are joined by Kingsguard Buddy Heald. They take us all over the map, as the topics are endless, from how they got their nicknames, Kobe stories, fatherhood, and the benefits it has had on Buddy on the court, how De'Aaron is turning into a locker room leader, whose college hoops conference was better, and a whole lot more. That's on this edition of Road Trip It. Doug, take it away.
Thanks, Allie. Back again with Road Trip in Sacramento. Of course, I am Doug Christie, former Kings Guard and current color analyst for NBC Sports California. And here with my co-host, a local dance instructor in Sacramento. He teaches the Foxtrot. That would be the one and only De'Aaron Fox. And our special guest this episode, the Bahamian flamethrower, Buddy Heald, a.k.a. What's that?
That's the new nickname?
I got too many. Buddy Buckets, Buddy Love, any others?
Buddy Fresh.
Woo!
those are all self-given nicknames.
Okay. That's a big fact, actually.
Now, Buddy Fresh and Buddy Love, you already know what's going on there.
Okay.
Facts.
Speaking of nicknames, De'Aaron, how you get Swiper?
I actually told this story before.
Did you?
Yeah.
To me?
Probably not. I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
It was a long time ago when I first started playing AAU. I just got a lot of steals. And my friend's dad, who was like one of the little sports writers,
okay.
he started calling me Swiper the Fox.
Thor Explorer.
Yes, I got it a long time ago.
Thor Explorer name.
It's like it went with my last name, but it was like
the Fox.
I was like four or five. I was in like fourth or fifth grade.
Swiper the Fox.
And then when I came up with my Instagram, I thought of that. I just thought of that.
Swiping.
We couldn't use Swiper. I might get sued.
Yeah, that's sweet. Buddy, on a government issue.
What's up?
Shivano Rainier Heald.
I thought Buddy was his first name the whole time.
Everybody thought it was Buddy, but Shivano Rainier Heald is my name.
Really? Does Shivano mean something?
Shivano, I think it's more of Italian or Mexican. I think my brother name was Chavez. My brother name is Chavez.
Okay.
But in Bahamas, we pronounce it Chavez.
Chavez.
Yeah, and like my name is Chavano. That's when I go to like Mexico or something, they say like Chavano, and they roll it off really good.
So that's definitely a Hispanic name.
Yeah, no doubt. When your mom gets mad at you, does she call you?
Oh, for sure. She's still today Shivano. Like if I'm talking to my like I'm talking to my baby and she's doing something crazy and like I shout out or do something. She's like, Shivano, don't say that to her. she still thinks she's like, you know, that mother.
She's all your age.
Always. Yeah. How did you get the nickname Buddy?
Buddy, good question. So it's a show called Married with Children.
Yeah.
And the character name was Bud Bundy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when I was little, I used to be a red.
I'm sorry, you got named after Bud Bundy. Go ahead.
Nah, bro, come on, bro.
Okay.
So then the character name was Bud Bundy, and he was red, and I was a red baby. So like, my mom's neighbor, my cousin Carol, she's like, does he look like Bud? And after that, no. And we say we can't call him Bud because there was a drug dealer named Bud.
Ah.
And he just got shot up.
Okay.
So when it, and then after
in
they
the
no.
Bahamas?
Yeah, in the Bahamas. He's lived right down the street. And he said, he just get shot up. So we can't even Bud, so we call him Buddy. And after that, when I was like 2 months old, I just stick with me ever since. And that's where it came from.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. You get it first, so right?
I, yeah. Bud.
Come on, so Bud. I posted the name Bud, but I put that D-Y and then, so Buddy.
Okay. You mentioned it. You have, not a lot of people know, you have a daughter.
Yes, sir.
How, because I know what it did for me.
Right.
How did that change your life and the vision of you, what it is? Because just for me, I know as soon as I held my daughter, it was weird because life, I immediately knew that it's bigger than me.
Right.
It's all of a sudden, I would jump in front of something for this right here and sacrifice myself. That's different.
Yeah.
What has she done for you?
Like, I think that you put it in the right words. I think that what you said, that, like, she's bigger than me right now. So, like, everything I do is for her. You know, she comes first. And at first, you know, you come to the NBA, it's all about taking my moms and take care of her, like, brothers and sisters. But now it's all about her. Like, she got to take all my time. And, you know, we're going all the time. And so when I get to see her and spend time with her, I do my best, you know, to play with her or, you know, just, you know, do fun things, carry on a car and, like, pull around and stuff. Just trying to catch that time up because... Because dad doesn't know all around, but she knows who I am, and, like, she sees you on TV, and she always called me on FaceTime. Sometimes she's, like, she's only 16 months, and, like, she's just, like, calling me. Like, I don't know how she's doing it. And I was like, why are you calling me? And she's like, dada. And so so then she just started laughing, and I came smiling. So, like, that brings life to me, and, like, seeing, like, somebody who's, like, looking forward to see you all the time and hear from you and just change your whole life, change your whole perspective of where I go with things now. And, you know, I'm still young, but I still remember that, you know, I have a daughter, and... everything I do is for her now. It's not about mom, dad, or somebody else, or family. It's just all, everything I do, it's just I got to give my life to her.
Absolutely. Foxy, have you ever seen Buddy after the game when his daughter's down the hallway? Have you ever seen him come out and then he be, what do you call her? When you be saying around the corner?
I be saying da 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 da. That's what she calls me. So like, when she hears that, she knows my voice, and she be looking. She looking like, where you at? Where we at? And, like, I be hiding, and then she's like, there's this cute little scene where she just walk past, and, like, I call her name. Like, I play hide and seek with her sometimes, too. And when she's in the house, I would like, da, 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 da. And, like, I go hiding, and then sometimes she can't find me, and she start crying. And after that, I show where I'm at. But, like, you know, just fun playing with the kids, man. Like, you never know how much it meant to you when you're younger, when you see other kids walk around. But when you get older and you have your own, it's a special thing.
Absolutely. Foxy, did you have any expectations when you met Buddy? Did you know him before?
Nobody knows. Nobody knows what to expect. Trust me.
I didn't know what to expect. I mean, other than that, besides just knowing he was a great player, like I remember watching them get their ass beat.
There you go. You're talking that shit. Talking that shit.
In the Final Four, I remember that. I remember exactly what
I got to the Final Four. I didn't tell you that.
I'm not going to tell y'all what I was doing, but I remember what I remember where I was and what I was doing when Villanova.
What are you doing, bro?
Ease up. okay. So, speaking of Final Four, Final Four is set right now. You got Virginia, Texas Tech, Michigan State, Auburn, no Oklahoma.
No Kentucky.
Oklahoma didn't even make the tournament.
We made the tournament. Come on now. Don't disrespect us like that now. We still.
Well, I can't even talk. Pepperdine didn't make the tournament, so
we won a game, bro.
Don't even count them. That's not even a real Division I school.
Oh, come on, Foxy! What is wrong with you?
I ain't gonna lie. You want to know the only reason I know where it is?
It's Malibu.
Kinda. It's because Zoe 101 was filmed on the campus. I ain't gonna lie, that's a beautiful school, though.
Lord God, what's wrong with him, man?
I never disrespect your school like that, bro.
What can you say?
I mean, like, Kentucky, man, is all one-and-done players. I mean,
what's
like,
wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that.
See? What can you say?
I mean, like, you guys get upper hand, and you expect to win every time.
What you mean? Upper hand? We be 18, 19 years old. We're not really supposed to win.
I mean, like...
Speaking of that, do you think... I got into a conversation with someone about Coach Cal. First of all, lifetime contract. Congrats, Coach Cal. This may be his best coaching job. Could you... Do you look at it that way? meaning that he didn't get the Zion, he didn't get the Barrett, he didn't get those guys. I kind of look at this is more of the UMass, Marcus Camby, Memphis, Rose, and Rose is probably even a bigger player than
He did a good job with Fox him too, I think.
Yeah, he
did a good job. They went to lead eight. I mean, they got beat by the Beater, but
throwing darts. He's throwing darts.
It wasn't bad.
I'd rather that than get to. And they made history.
What was the history? I do remember you guys.
The largest win in Final Four history.
Well, I still got a ring for going to that joint, bro.
That was the biggest deficit in Final Four history.
What happened?
Just got beat, bro. They make that. when I have a son or my grandkids, I would say, I made the Final Four and I get to experience that shit, you know?
That's just
my all time goal. I make it there, so I don't give a shit what you say. Listen. He didn't get to experience the vibe, you know what I mean? Shit. I make the first shot of the Final Four that year. And after that, I make shit.
Hey, you know what? Listen, hey,
I got a good clip.
If I had four chances to do it, I would have went to the Final Four.
Here we go.
Time All American. Yeah. That's what you're saying.
At some point, it don't be like that.
So, it don't be like that. Trust me. It's a different ball game, bro.
Man, we would have made it.
It's a different ball game.
Hey, no, but this year, the most exciting game is a game I feel like people don't want to see. Texas Tech versus Auburn would be a great championship game.
Yeah, and you're right. People don't want to see it because they're not.
They don't know the teams. But those are two teams that's going to get up and down the court. They're going to pressure you. I don't want to see Virginia versus Michigan State.
Big 12 in the building.
I'm sorry. Hey, SEC. Big 12 SEC. Who wants to see a Big 12 SEC basketball championship?
Hey, I mean, well, that sounds like if they hooping.
Okay, who wants to see Virginia play in the championship game?
But that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. No one. I'm not going to say no one, but I don't want to see Michigan State versus Virginia. The game's going to be 35-40.
Yeah.
And that's if the teams are making shots.
I like Tom Izzo, though.
I love Tom Izzo.
I love what both of them
are doing, but that's just not an exciting game.
Have y'all watched Texas Tech play yet?
I have.
They're fun to watch.
Yeah.
Have you watched Auburn?
Auburn is –
both of those teams are going to get up and down the court, which is why I think –
So do you think either one will make it to the championship?
I mean, I think Auburn goes to the championship.
Wow.
I go with Texas Tech, Big 12.
Okay.
Get off his end.
Aren't they guns up or something like that?
Yeah, the guns up.
Okay.
I put the guns up.
and the reason I say that is just because, man, you know, the tournament, it could be a hit or miss. And I just never thought – Virginia, they shocked me making it to the Final Four this year.
Yeah.
I just don't think that they scored well enough.
They defend well enough in the tournament.
If a team gets hot, it's over.
It's that big gym though. When they're in that big arena, it's tough. Auburn gonna shoot threes till the wheels fall off.
That's what you're going with.
Y'all played in Houston, right?
Yeah,
it was in Houston. Different depth, bro. I think
y'all were in NRG.
Yeah, NRG.
Just shoot
depth perception.
Just shoot at the orange thing, man.
Yeah, I know. I just missed some shots. Don't worry about that. It's all good.
What was it? 47?
What? Well, you keep talking about this. It's done.
It was like 47. It was like a 47-point win.
I think it's 45.
Hey, you made it. I feel you.
I made it, bro.
It's all good.
I'd rather not make it.
Okay, I feel you.
Your problem.
Hey, listen. Where is the University of Oklahoma at?
Norman.
So you're coming from the Bahamas.
We don't even know where Norman is.
That's what I was gonna say. Did you even know where Oklahoma was?
You know what? I did. Because I had to drove. Yeah. So we drove past Norman and we drove past the downtown OKC Thunder Gym. Because we get stuck because the GPA messes up. So we took about three circles around downtown. Real talk. And after that, I was talking to my mom. I said, it's so crazy that I end up in Oklahoma. We drove from Miami to Kansas, Wichita, Kansas. And like when we were like going to, trying to get on that turnpike to go to Wichita, Kansas, we keep missing the turn. And we circle around the gym, and I circle three times, and I end up in Oklahoma for my college career. It was crazy.
Should have been like, this we kept turning on.
So you went from Bahamas to Miami?
No, Bahamas to Miami, then drove up.
And then drove up.
Yeah.
So was that on your recruiting visit?
No, just like, I was going to Wichita, Kansas to go to high school and
You went to Sunrise, right?
Sunrise Christian Academy. Okay. Yeah, so I've drove through Oklahoma before I went to Oklahoma.
Ah, okay.
There we go.
That's a nice drive.
I know,
Miami,
man.
Miami to Kansas?
Ooh. 2 days, bro.
Who was driving? You?
my big brother.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
We just saw Bill Self, too.
Yeah, we just saw Bill Self.
He was at, in San Antonio.
San Antonio.
Oh, where?
Yeah, he came to watch Frank Bill's
play. He recruit both of you guys?
Yeah.
He good dude, bro.
He missed out, though.
I didn't go because Frank was still there.
I remember you said that. That would have been a good battle.
Yeah, that would have been a good battle, for real.
They probably didn't go?
They told me I had to wait on Archie Goodman. I wasn't waiting on nobody else.
I feel you.
I was like, fuck that. If you Archie, Archie.
He said, I want my minutes.
I want my minutes, bro. They say Archie Goodman, and I think they had other guys to say, wait until Archie Goodman comes.
I said they waited on Archie. He didn't even go there.
He went to Kentucky.
He went to Kentucky, yeah.
Yeah, but like, it was that early period.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They was waiting for him to sign.
Yeah, and I was like, I can't wait that long, bro. Like, I don't know what they're going to do. So I was like, I'm going to do my own thing.
You know, you guys got something in common, and well, actually all of us, because I know him, played against him, but you guys actually met Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
Well, both of you guys. So
you met Kobe?
Yeah.
Where?
I met Kobe. I met him before this, but this past September, when we actually did like the Nike Adapt stuff,
mm-hmm.
Kobe came and. He was just sitting there, you know, through the workout and just being able to talk to him. Man, it was like me, Kuz, Kobe, a couple other Nike guys. Man, we were up to like 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. Like,
really?
In a library, just talking.
With Kobe?
Yeah.
That's dope, bro.
Well, about what? I mean, break us off something.
Everything.
Give us a legendary story.
Everything. Life. Some stories I can't tell y'all.
Right, I feel that. Oh. I mean, something that you can tell, you know. See. I mean, we was just talking outside. We can't tell everything we was talking about. Facts. But
I mean, a lot of it, so like, I was just able to, man, just be able to pick his brain and ask him questions. And I'm like, you know, going through last year, you know, just going through, you know, losing. We weren't, you know, we weren't very good last year. How would he just be able to, you know, get through that? He's like, man, you just got to worry about, you know, just little things, you know, right. Yourself and maybe a few guys, you know, just try to get together with a group and just make sure you guys are doing what you need to be able to do. You know, even if you're losing games, you have to try to be able to take some positives, you know, out of losing. Losing's not always bad.
Yeah, you guys got to talk to one. I'll give you an example. So I get to Sacramento, and once I get here, we play those guys in the first round of the playoffs. So I'm having a little bit of success against him, and every time he's going to shoot it, I'm like, I'm on top of him, like, boom.
Yeah, you did that,
so. And he, you know, he's missing some, and I'm like, yes. So we come back the next year, like just regular season. Mm-hmm. I'm same thing. All I hear behind me is whack, just whack. And I'm thinking, damn. He must have spent all summer with someone with a hand in his face to the point where as soon as he seen it, he could close his eyes. That's what you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. And when you're dealing with that type of professionalism and perfection, you got to come with something different.
Yeah, he's different.
I respect that because as a competitor, you want to compete against the best. And I was saying to myself, damn, word up. Respect.
No, he's a different breed. Trust me. The way he talks to you, it's like, yo, he's really thinking this stuff.
Absolutely.
I mean, like, when I got to meet him, like, you know, we had the same agent, so I was able to, like, talk to him, and, like, I was even able to get a workout with him, and just, like,
okay.
You know, and we recorded the workout, you know. I haven't seen the workout and everything yet, but, you know, he just teaching me where his spots on the floor and how I can be effective on the floor when I was coming in the draft. So it was about, like, a 2-hour workout. He had me doing everything, and I was like, man, you're crazy. And we just work on one side of the court. We didn't get to the next side of the court, and it was just 2 hours.
Facts.
So that's showing you how his work ethic was so serious and how he was thinking. He's like, oh, we're not done yet. I was coming back, taking 2 hours off, and come back in the next 2 hours and work out the second half. And then he does his defensive drills. You know, he's always – his mind is crazy. He's on a different level. You think you're, like, crazy, he's, like, 10 times worse than you.
Yeah, I mean, it's ultimately how far down the rabbit hole are you guys willing to go? And yeah. I think that's where you guys are at. Like, whether it's conditioning, whether it's skill set, whether it's fundamentals, and all the different things. Like, I always tell kids when I talk to them about, because they'll ask about Kobe, and I said, when you look at a guy like him, you think it's fancy.
Yeah,
it's not fancy.
It's not.
It's fundamentals. What he is he's a 10th degree black belt.
Yeah.
So he gonna whoop your ass.
Facts.
And you gotta really be on top of it to compete against right. a guy like that. So as you guys look at the You know, you got Steph, you got the Splash Brothers, you got Damian and CJ, you got those type of, as you guys begin to go through this, what are some of the things that together, because I know individually you work on your games, but right. together you guys feel that you need to take that next step?
I think it's just picking and choosing spots, knowing where we want to be, getting to where, you know, we don't have to say anything and it just happens. Sometimes it's just a look.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we've gotten better at it through this year. We've definitely gotten better at it, but I think it's a couple more steps that we definitely need to be able to take.
I think it's like a feel, like knowing everybody working together. Like, you know, the conversation we had early, you know,
yeah.
grabbing around the players and working with them this summer, and I just, you know, whoever's going to be here, you know, we figured it out, and just working with them and just trying, like, how we be effective and how our two-man game can be effective, or even with Fox. Like, you know, Fox is one of the guys, like, he or, you know, whether I'm open or not, I'm still going to call his name regardless, you
right.
know. It's just him just delivering the ball to me when he, that's his job, you know, and, like, you know, guarding with Marvin, like, you're talking, like, I find time to work with him this summer, so, like, how we can be effective better, you know?
Yeah.
So, find all those little things, and, like, I think that will, like you said earlier, take us to the next level that we need to get to, and after that, we will start taking the game before they
have it. Have you guys got to the point where you can be ultra critical of each other? Because you guys know Bobby. Bobby's on the staff. Yeah. Because I could say to Bobby, yo, Bobby, what the fuck, man? Yeah. Pass the ball. Hey, you didn't have my back? Yo. But he ain't going to take it like all tart and sensitive.
Yeah.
He would be like, I got you, D. Yeah. Or he could say the same thing to me, and I'm not taking – are you guys as a backcourt first, and then I guess add the rest of the team in, are you guys able to speak like that to each other yet, like be ultra critical and know that it's for the betterment of the whole?
I think us two – definitely can, but as a team, not there. Yeah,
everybody's different. Like you said, everybody's different, and certain, and like they always say, like, there's a language you use around. And certain guys is different, sensitive to certain things you say. You know, like, and like me, I'm a guy that I come out aggressive and I shout, and like that's how I am. I grow up in the Bahamian culture, you know. But like us too, like he say something to me, and I say, okay, Fox, and I say, chill out. But like, I see where he's come from, and I got to respect that. If I just come out to him, he was like, okay, buddy, I got you. No, say it no more, like, you know?
Yeah, like, we got it to where we can cuss each other out, and it's fine.
Yeah.
Right. Like, all right, got you. Like, that's
– Yeah.
But sometimes other people just don't respond.
Certain guys just can't respond to it because everybody's different.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fine. Like I said, I started with football.
Yes.
Football, man. Every football coach in this world is going to cuss you out. Yeah. There's not a single football coach. Now, there are basketball and baseball coaches that ain't going to, you know, step over that line. But football, that's a totally different ballgame. So I was used to, you know what I'm saying, people yelling at you, getting in your face, cussing you out. And you got to be able to respond to that. I'm used to that. So, like, if you do it to me, I'll never take it personal. It's like, all right, got
and
you.
And cool. You know, it's so funny. I think Bogey was telling Fox, coming the next season, we need him to do more of that to everybody because – I think that he's the point guard, and, like, he's the guy that's going to lead us. And I think that if he does that and he starts with that same tune come training camp, and instead of from day one, everybody has to follow him. And, like, when he says shit, it goes, and we just got to go. I say, okay, fuck that. Fox say that shit, he means serious, you know, and everybody lead by example. And, like, once he stick with that and he takes that from the training camp and straight in the season and everybody and lead us, I think that we're going to get to the spot we can go.
Crazy thing is, you and Willie told me that early in the year. They was like, it was like, your verbal aggression is on 10 right now.
For real. I was like, he was like, check up. I said, no, I'm not giving the ball. He's like, give me the effing ball. I was like, what? I said, what happened to you? Wait,
where'd that come from?
Like, you went to Houston, even third ward or something. No, for real. Like, early in the season.
You're down in the ward.
He's down in the third ward. So I said, yo, you been in the hood, and you come back and you get baptized in the hood. He got baptized in the hood, but like he's coming in verbal aggression. I was like, I like it, but then it slowed down. But like, we need him to be like that for the whole season, and then put everybody in check. You know, if I'm doing shit, buddy, don't shoot that effing shot. You know, you can't be doing that shit. Like, that's a bad possession. You know what I mean? Like, we don't need that.
Yeah.
And once he takes off with that, I think the whole team is going to change. And after that, everybody's going to sit back and say, okay, we got this under control now. And it starts from that.
Do you understand the responsibility that comes with that? Because there's a level of consistency that is required to, first of all, it's a level of consistency required for you guys to take the next step at the team. Yeah. But as the leader of the team, it can't. Like, you can have a bad game. That ain't the point.
Yeah.
But you can't have a bad leadership day.
Yeah.
Does that fall in with
you? Yeah, I think that's the biggest part, because you're thinking, like, especially me, like, you know, I'm 21, trying to lead a bunch of grown men, you know. I think that's when it's different, you know. People are going to have their bad days, and it's like, you know, can you say something to them today? Can you not? And I think that's just kind of what the learning curve is.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a quiet person, but I'm not always, real
buddy.
Talkative. So yeah. I'm not.
I've been talking to But the point is, like, I can do that, but, like, just, like, certain guys just, like you say, the sensitivity, you know. And it's hard to come every day and lead a bunch of men, because you can't tell them a bunch of dudes what the fuck to do. So who the fuck are you talking to? You know what I mean? But, like, you have to be that leader that's going to take over. They don't listen to you, like, fuck you. Like, you know what I mean? But, like, you don't have that mindset, because everybody's different.
Well, see, but that's what comes along with the leader, because the leader needs to know what the medicine is for each person. See, right. I didn't talk to Vlade the same way that I talked to C-Web.
Yeah.
And I didn't talk to Mike the same way that I talked to Bobby.
Okay.
Now, Bobby, on the other hand, he just kind of like, he just talk to everybody. Just like.
Yeah. Hey, you should hear Bobby on a bench.
Oh, my God. I'm surprised Bobby hasn't gotten, like, thrown out of game.
Man. Yeah, Bobby be saying some wild shit.
He be wilding him on a bench.
He be telling around.
No doubt. Speaking of wild, did you guys see Russ last night? 20?
I didn't. Well, we were playing, but we saw the stat line.
I saw the stat line. Yeah. It's a tribute to Nipsey, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy to go out there and get 20, 20, 20, though.
And then at the end, did you see his interview?
Because
he said 20 plus 20 plus 20.
It's the roll of 60.
Yeah, yeah. I just went, wow, that's power.
That's crazy to go out
neighborhood.
There.
I was wondering, like, what it was.
Yeah, rolling 20, because Nipsey was a Crip, so it was like, that's what it was.
That
was next level. You guys, speaking of that, you guys, rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle. You guys, Nipsey fans at all?
Yeah, I'm not like. So I'm a Big Sean, like J. Cole.
Okay.
I didn't listen to Nipsey as much as I listened to them.
Right.
But crazy, like, I remember the first time the song Overtime by Nipsey is the first song I had ever heard by him. And, like, after that, I think I was maybe, like, a sophomore in high school when I first heard it. And that's kind of when I became a fan.
Okay.
Oh, I'll be shit over you. Y'all know I'm a reggae guy. I'm a dancehall.
Yeah,
I'm a reggae guy.
Every time.
So I think I was in the practice gym, you know, Koch be having the aux cord sometime, and, like, and I hear him. His own song is Dedication.
Hard work plus patience. Absolutely.
Yep.
And I was like, yo, who's singing? He's like, Nipsey, you don't listen? And he's like, no, he's from California. He's like, get out of the gym. And I was like, come on, bro. I'm from the Bahamas. It's all dancehall reggae. So I have it on my playlist, like, and I listen to it all the time. And, like, and the reason why I listen to it is because I like the flow.
Absolutely.
And I like his, like, you know, I feel like you're a rapper. You got to have a different voice.
Yeah.
You can't be singing. You send the message. And, like, he's sending the right message. And, like, when he came out, like, I'm big on, like, history and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And when he came out, like, oh, I want to start this Dr. Sebi stuff.
Yeah, that was huge.
My brother, to be honest with you, my brother keep talking about Dr. Sebi.
So do you know about Dr. Sebi?
I knew about Dr. Sebi. Yeah. My brother keeps talking about it. My brother educated me, like, past summer. So then I heard Nipsey's. I saw it on Twitter. Like, Twitter helped everything. He said Nipsey Hussle's going to start, like, a documentary. So
yeah.
I saw it. I said, okay, I can't wait till the documentary come out to see what was going on, because my brother was talking about it. And I said, okay, Nipsey's a guy that he's nominated for a Grammy. I mean, he's up to something. I mean, he's an activist. He's thinking.
You
so
know what he's doing. Yeah,
yeah, so you know what he's doing. I want to see what this documentary's about. So then now he gets shot.
Yes.
And after that, people start bringing up Dr. Sebi. I say, no, you can't believe what everybody's saying. But now I started looking on YouTube and what Dr. Sebi was preaching.
Yeah.
And, like, he was a guy that was trying to help people out, you know. And I was like, now I'm start watching YouTube videos, what his message he's passing on, how you can help cure people.
Absolutely.
And now I'm into it, but now I'm reading. But I'm just trying to, I see Nick Cannon, so he's going to, like, take on the role.
Yeah.
And I want to see what Nick is coming up, what they're coming up, and what Nipsey had in mind, because I want, like, because I'm into stuff like that. That's, like, that's how it's my spare time. I watch, like, History Channel all day. Like, that's me.
Okay.
Like, I'm big on stuff like that.
I'm with you.
So I was looking forward to seeing Nipsey bring out the Dr. Sebi thing. So I was like, that was something I was, like, eager to see. But now I was like, man, he not gonna come out. So I figured, like, you know, your mind stop playing tricks with you, and now it's Nick Cannon's gonna do it. So I was like, I can't wait till it come out, because I think it'd be a good piece. I think that the public should see something like that.
Know about that?
Yeah.
No, it's definitely not gonna stop now, because of when you talk about social media, the ability for him to be an activist changes life help other people
right.
and have the voice that he had.
Yeah.
That was about
he had a powerful voice.
And I think that's why it hurt so much to so many people. And
It wasn't just because he was a popular rapper. It wasn't it.
No.
He actually helped people.
Yeah. which was absolutely huge. R.I.P. Nipsey the Great, as he is definitely called. Road Tripping, youngest team in the league, 9 guys, 25 and under with you guys. You guys had more vets last year.
Yeah.
How has that kind of changed with you guys? Bigger leadership roles, voice, as you go through it. I know that was part of the plan to get you guys some help, but have you guys taken the reins yourself as far as that goes?
On road trips?
No, just period with the season.
That's funny. I actually talked to Z-Bo today. But,
oh, there you go. Yeah. Shout out,
but,
Z-Bo.
I think
Magbo.
I think we took a big step this year
because
you know not having the guys who were 30 plus, we had a young vet like Shump, and then you know brought in Harrison and I mean even Corey and Costa and those guys. I think the young guys definitely took a step forward this year. Of course, there's still a lot to go, but I think that the step that everybody took from here last year to here. And of course, you're gonna keep trying to build. But I think that man, it was just it was crazy how good you know people think we can be,
mm-hmm.
and how much better we thought we should have been this year.
Yeah. Right,
that hurts.
And I just think that the sky's the limit.
That's like, what you gotta deal with all summer. That's the worst.
Like, watching the playoffs too, I feel like games that we tricked off them. Mm-hmm. He's like, damn, we look. Win these games, we could have been right here.
Yeah,
you know, even an 8-7 seed, like we still could have been here. No matter if we got swept or not, we were there, and like it's gonna bring us back motivation, like in the comeback and even much harder, you know. And that's the hurtful thing about it, you know. We, you know, it's a part of the game. Like you lose games, and you can be thinking about it all summer. But like guys like me and Fox, we got to keep working hard, and like trickle down from Bogey and Marvin and Willie and everybody's coming back, like. You know, we got to work hard to get to the next level. We got to finish games and execute and stuff like that.
You know, when before I started getting into the playoffs, as the season would wane down and then I'd be out like now, what I started doing, and I'm wondering how you guys attack your off season, is I wouldn't shut my body off. So the playoffs would start and I'd be in front of a TV like this and I'd run on a treadmill while Kobe and them was playing because I was trying to tell my body, it's not you good. You still need it because you like right now. You know how you guys feel.
Yeah.
When the playoffs start.
Oh yeah.
You got to ramp it up. So much more in your body that you don't realize because you just kind of want
to. Yeah. Relax.
But you can't do it. So as you guys now get ready to shut it down, how do you try to trick your brain to know that we need to build? This isn't the time to shut off.
Yeah.
Well, I immediately go into weights.
Okay.
I don't like you know. Jump into it, you know, lifting heavy, but
right.
I kind of cut out the running because you know cardio. I'm fine with the cardio and all that. So I immediately right after the season,
he's natural.
I go to light lifting.
Okay,
light lifting and progression until I get to like you know, I started heavy lifting early last year. I honestly only took like 2 weeks off last year.
Okay.
Because it was my rookie year. I didn't think I played well, and I knew it was a lot that I needed to work on.
Right.
So I started working out really, really early last year.
Yeah, and last year I took 2 weeks off too, but it sucked because you hate taking the time off. But this year
it's boring.
It's boring because like you're not used to being at home.
Yeah, this is what we do.
It's what we do. So like, all I was like doing was like now like what Fox said, like I'm gonna start activating my body.
Yeah.
You know, why we do like Pilates? You know. Everybody say yoga, but yoga is...
I can't get into yoga.
It's not for me. More of like a Pilates, like more of like a dynamic stretching.
I got
stretching,
something for you guys.
You know what I mean? Like something that can keep me active.
Got
and like,
for you guys.
Like a hot Pilates or something like, you know, like I can sweat and like, you know, burn some calories and stay in shape because sometimes you take that 2 weeks off, you just...
You come back, your head be hurting. Everything you do, you just feel like you're so out of shape.
You feel like you're out of shape. You say, like, "What happened to me?" It's just 2 weeks, but it is what it is. But you know, it's hard to put down in basketball sometimes. Really,
yeah, absolutely.
You end up
in a gym for some reason.
You automatically fast. You end up in the gym, and after that, you're like, "Come play," and he's like, "Ah, I'm good." And after that,
you watch a game or two, and now you're playing pickup.
You're ready to
Yeah,
roll. Yeah.
Well, you guys, in my opinion, one of the absolute best backcourts, and I'm not just saying that because I'm talking. I watch basketball. I love basketball. You guys got a big upside, man. So for Sacramento Kings, that is a wrap. You can tweet us at the Doug Christie, at Swipe of the Fox, at Road Trippin' Pod, or at Buddy Hield. Shout out to Road Trippin' and NBC Sports California and the Sacramento Kings. So we got one more podcast. So you guys tweet us, let us know who you might want to see. Subscribe to the Road Trippin' Podcast.
Bogey.
And of course, rate us five stars. Who you say?
Bogey.
Bogey? They might.
We're going to be in Portland, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking maybe the Liddy committee.
Bring the whole team here.
Bring the whole team. See if they if everybody
Frank can. Is funny. You should have Frank on here.
Yeah, boy, Frank is.
Frank,
hey,
is
you know
funny.
Today's Frank. Hey, happy birthday!
Yeah, happy
Frank.
Birthday, Frank. Today's yeah, Frank birthday. Mason. Happy birthday.
I asked him because I was going to have him come in. He was like. It's
man,
my birthday.
My birthday, I got to turn up early. After practice, I'm gone.
No doubt. Appreciate you guys. And we out.
Yep. Out.